Starting today, food certified as organic will bear a label from the U.S. Department of Agriculture indicating that it's the real thing. Until now, organic was defined in nearly as many ways as there are states, NPR's John McChesney reports.
The new standards codify the fundamental definition of organic: no synthetic fertilizers or pesticides. These rules have been in the incubation stage for over a decade, and some say there's been more public comment on them than on any rulemaking in the history of the government. The organic farmers, in an unusual move for an American industry, asked to be tightly regulated so there'd be a common agreement about the meaning of organic. There are three levels of organic labeling: 100% organic, which is self-explanatory, and then there's just organic, which means 95% organic. And finally, there's made with organic ingredients, which means that 70% of what's in the product has to be organic. There are hundreds of pages of new rules covering everything from how to properly prepare compost to how organic products should be handled in supermarkets. Cows in organic dairies have to be on pasture part of the time, and animals raised for organic meat have to have access to the outdoors. Farmers and processors will be certified by third-party companies designated by the Department of Agriculture. Some smaller farmers have complained that the new rules favor big farmers who can afford the certification process. But some government money is now available to help small farmers pay those fees. The organic industry has been growing at the rate of 20% annually, making it a rarity in the troubled agricultural sector. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.